So one from my list that is related is LNT. So I'll leave you with just the letters since it's related and you should be able to get it.
Any guesses, Chantel, Chloe?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
So LNT. You might as well say what it is, Heidi.
Okay, except you didn't put the answer in, and I don't know it.
All right, so it's Leave No Trace.
Ah, okay.
Welcome to our podcast, A Long Walk North. A father and daughter hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. Today's episode is brought to you by Triple Crown Coffee, Purple Rain Adventure Skirts, and Mountain Equipment Co-op. Welcome to the podcast, A Long Walk North. These series of episodes will cover the planning and preparation of our through hike of the Pacific Crest Trail, covering a six-month span in the spring of 2023. Leading up to the trip, we'll talk about our goals, fears, and general planning that we're doing. We'll also talk to people planning to hike the PCT in our year and the year before us. We'll also talk to hikers who have attempted and hiked the Pacific Crest Trail already and find out if they completed it or something pushed them off the trail. You can find this episode and past episodes on our website, and you can download, stream, and listen to our podcast on many platforms of where you get them from. Please give us a follow so you'll be notified when new episodes are released. There's also a link on our contact page on our website, hikethepct.ca. that you can leave us a voice message with feedback, even ask us a question that we would love to answer on a future episode. We hope you enjoyed today's episode on Trail Lingo. Heidi, who was with us in episode 4, is back again. She's hiking the first month with us. And on the call as well is her daughter Chloe, who hopefully has the time to come out and hike the first month with us, with her mom, to keep her warm in the tent, because some of the desert nights are going to be surprisingly cold and chilly. Here's episode 5. Enjoy.
Charging down those craggy mountains with our thrift store friends. Who you find so in love with the fallen earth? Who you wake in the middle of the fallen night? With the summer playing coy.
Welcome everyone. This is the second part, and this is supposed to be episode 4 after the introduction of Heidi. We last recorded 6 weeks ago, hashtag Daddy Struggles. If you want to go listen to the introduction with Heidi and learn more about why she wants to hike part of the PCT with us, you can find that 28-minute episode on the podcast. I'm lucky to have three women anchoring this podcast with me. So if I talk too much, they're going to reel me in. And we do have a little bit of a time constraint, so we're going to kind of zip right into it. Since we're not here together, you know, recording in person, we're using obviously the Anchor app, which is now owned by Spotify. Let's do a quick hello to these lovely co-hosts. First off, my daughter Chantel, who is back on Instagram after a break. How are you, boo? How is it like, you know, finished school? Did you get your grades yet? How are your exams? What's the vibe on the street, you know, from the Young and Reckless crew?
Yeah, we're kind of just the young right now because COVID, but I got my first vaccine in July, so hopefully in August we can be like the Reckless title back. But I'm chilling right now, not much is new, the same old stuff basically. all my friends finished school, so I get to see them lots. But for myself, being finished school, it's amazing. I have all the freedom now to just do whatever. I can start working a lot more than I have been. And exams were good. I got my grades back. They were all, like, really good, what I wanted them to be. And exams weren't too hard either, since it's online. I could have my notes beside me, which came in handy. But that's about it. Heidi, how have you been doing over the past 3 weeks since we've been recording?
I've been focusing, trying to focus on all things positive. So watching the green grass grow, building my hiking distance up, and I've also been purchasing a few more items. So that's always fun.
Very nice.
The new member on the call is Chloe. You know, at the end of our chaperone episode, you know, introducing your mother to the show, we gave you a little shout out. I'm sure that you've heard it, about you tagging along with us. Before we get into that, let's quickly talk to you. Thanks for hanging out with us on the podcast. I understand, obviously, you're in Madoc for a week. You're heading back to the 6th later today. You're a little bit of a mystery to us. So how old are you? And tell us what you're taking in school. I'm sure it's something hard to spell.
Yeah, I've been spending some time with mom and the pups this week. I'm 23 years old, and I've taken my bachelor's degree from U Ottawa in human kinetics. And I just finished my first year, actually, in a 2-year prosthetics and orthotics technical program at George Brown in Toronto.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Just, you know, with the Instagram, you know, you get all excited, you know, like making stuff, like getting your hands dirty, making stuff. So hopefully if our leg falls off on the trip, you can build us a new one.
Of course.
You know, since you've been home, also, you know, you've had, you know, visits back with your mom. Obviously, you know, we kind of chit-chat. I'm always chit-chatting with your mom. And the two of you have kind of, I think Chloe's a little bit hooked, but I think you guys are a little bit hooked on watching some PCT videos from Elena Osborne, you know, to kind of try to get you hooked. I guess that's the lady I use to get everyone hooked. The whole shoes. And then you guys have been, you know, I've been kind of feeding you some 2021 PCT vloggers, people hiking now, like Britt Boonen, the teachers, you know, HRC on the PCT, John Allen Outdoors, Miles to Go. Some of these are sad because some of these people are like home now. What do you think of the PCT? I mean, you've watched a lot of Campo, you know, from the border up to Big Bear, because that's the section that your mom's going to do. What do you think of the PCT?
Yeah, I've really liked it so far. I'm really enjoying the vlogs. I like seeing like all the different styles and paces that people seem to take. There's a lot of variety in gear and strategies, but overall definitely looks pretty hot.
Yes, everybody's a dirt bag, I guess.
Yeah.
You mentioned that obviously logistics works out, you'd be interested in hiking. Now, would that be just the putting you on the spot? Is that for the first month or would you want to do the whole thing?
Well, I mean, we have mostly focused watching videos on the desert. Recently, though, we've been watching, as you said before, the HRC on the PCT.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed them so much that we're actually continuing to follow them into the Sierras. So it kind of feels like a much different set of elements that they're dealing with now. But I find it quite interesting, actually, how cold they say it is in the morning. But they're wearing their puffy jackets and beanies, but also shorts, which is just crazy. Like, I don't know how they could have their legs so bare if it's cold. To answer your question, too, if I do end up hiking the PCT, I would probably only do the month with my mom, but the Sierras, they do really interest me, so I'm not sure.
Well, we'll bug you. We'll keep bugging you.
Yeah. How have you been doing? Do you feel your new age now?
I do. I mean, I'm good. I've been working some nights logging at the depot, which is like the gym for me. I thought I could play basketball. I played basketball like feels like 2 weeks ago, and I could feel something popped in the top of my calf, so that kind of scared me. So I think I just need to focus on learning how to just walk and then eventually carry a pack. So looking forward to going camping at Silent Lake, hiking, swimming, getting a little bit of tipsy in the evenings. Also looking forward to trying some food with our little stoves and see if we can force Chantel to eat some stuff, I guess. But here, we'll just get started because time is ticking. Let's cover some trail lingo. I guess, obviously, the more YouTube vlogs that we watch, the more that you pick up some of the lingo, whether you know what it is, it's very straightforward, or maybe there's some words that are just like you're not sure on. We thought this would be a good episode to go over some of the lingo that you're going to hear in some of our future podcasts, as well as some lingo that we talked about in episodes 2 and 3. There'll be show notes of links and everything. So let's go through some of the easier ones, some of the ones that are, I guess, a little bit more straightforward that we've talked about already. So the first one is, it's an easy one, I feel embarrassed to say it, but what is a through hiker?
Someone who is homeless.
So, I mean, obviously a through hiker is somebody hiking end to end. I might as well just tell you what the next word is, which is section hiker, since I just don't want you to answer someone who hikes sections, which is true. But I guess the bottom line is they don't have to do the sections in order. They might even do the mixed orders spread over time and even maybe spread over into some other seasons.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you could almost call them weekend hikers or vacation hikers, since they would use up that time to tackle different sections.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're going to interview Laura, who is a PTC section hiker who lives near San Diego. She offered to take us to the trailhead if she's free when we do our hike.
Yeah, we've had 3 people reach out to us that wanted to take us to the Southern Terminus, which is great. She reached out to us first as soon as I launched our Instagram, which is PCT. Just do it, like JSDOIT. She offered us a ride. Really cool on TikTok. She's got a lot of informative stuff, which is kind of cool. And we're looking forward to meeting her. And then we're going to also interview her on the podcast coming up soon. Okay, next piece of lingo. Moving along, we all know what the PCT is and that it's a through hike. Anybody, like this is just open to anyone to answer. Anyone know what the AT is?
It's the Appalachian Trail.
Yes. I'd be disappointed if you didn't know that. I know Heidi knows that too. Yes. Does anyone know what the CDT is?
No. Another trail. I don't know what it stands.
I want to guess. I'm guessing it's like the Central Divide Trail, but I'm not sure if that's accurate.
You're close. You messed up on the C. The Continental.
Because
I think it's more like in the middle of the states, which is an extremely hard trail or whatever, just because there's not a lot of water and there's less towns. So the PCT is more fun. The AT, I guess, is more fun. Okay, the next one. If somebody called you a nobo, what would that mean?
Oh, I know this one. So even being the group's rookie, I think nobo means northbound. So they would be referring to the direction that we will be traveling on our hike.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, what would sobo be?
Southbound.
Yeah. And so the other word is, what would it mean if somebody is going to flip-flop? You might have heard that, especially even watching 2019 vlogs. Anyone?
I have no idea.
I feel like Mom and I watched a video, and it's when they like flip-flop to different sections based on the weather or the fire closures, and then go back once the fire closures are open in that.
Yeah, exactly. Even this year, yeah, there has been some fire closures, and they've kind of come back because somebody might miss 10 miles, and I guess they're kind of cool with it. But there's a lot of purists, or there's just a lot of people who it would just bug the hell out of them. So they want to go back to finish it because they want to get all the miles in. So that's exactly what it is. What happens if somebody called you a knob? Anyone? No? Crickets. It means that you're, you know, they're kind of calling you an idiot.
That's what I was thinking.
I know. It's like the trick one, the knob. It doesn't stand for anything. Chantel should probably get this one because like she should be the second expert because we did episodes 2 and 3 and, you know, she should know her stuff. But what is a triple crowner?
Okay. I talked about this in episode 2. It's someone who has hiked the 3 large USA through being the PTC, the AT, and the CDT.
Absolutely. Correct. What are trail angels?
The thing you see floating around when a bear eats you since you smell like burgers. I know this one.
Yeah.
It's someone who helps hikers out in the different ways, like offering rides, food, and it's usually out of the blue to surprise you. They also could fill up water caches in like the desert section. Heidi, I'm sure you know what a zero and a Nero are. What's the treat in town you would like to eat?
I have hanger issues already, so I always have snacks, but they can only go so far, and then I want what I call real food, so something with some sustenance like meat. So I am picturing the juicy fat burger and salty fries. What about you, Chantel?
Probably pancakes, but bonus if they have like Nutella and bananas on them.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys love that Nutella.
Yes.
Heidi, you might have not thought about it yet, but what's a dinner meal that you see eating at night on trail that you cooked yourself with your fancy stove or cold soaked?
So I'm super excited to say that I found some gluten-free ramen noodles. So I plan to test those out to see what I think. I'd hate to miss out on the ramen bombs. I love overnight oats, so that might be a good breakfast to have like on our first break of the day. And then maybe just eat a bar when I'm packing up or hiking out and then stop for our, what I call real breakfast. I don't drink coffee, so that will be one vice that I won't have to overcome on the trail.
The rest of the words are divided among us to test each other. Heidi, what's one word that you have for us?
So what's a through hiking bubble?
I know it, but what do you think a bubble is, Chantel?
Like a group of through hikers?
Yes.
You mean like walking together?
Yeah.
It's a general group of people that are hiking the same pace, and they might disappear and connect with you as you hike throughout the day, but you always seem to meet up again, whether it's in towns or at campsite that night, kind of over a general length of time.
I got lingo. On this trip, and hopefully more in the desert, I would like to do some cowboy camping. Any guesses what that is?
I think we all know. Like, I know what it is. I think, Heidi, do you know, Chloe?
Yeah, it's when you don't put up your tent. You just sleep on the ground with your sleeping bag in that.
That's right, with the scorpions.
That's right. Yeah. Chloe asked me if I planned on doing any cowboy camping.
Would you will, wouldn't you?
I'm hesitant, but I do think from watching some of the vlogs that maybe on those really windy nights, it's better to cowboy camp because then you're not listening to your tent rattle. You can just snucker down in.
You just got to keep your mouth closed too. So you got to remember that when you sleep. And you got to keep your shoelaces. I don't know if you saw that in the vlog. You got to put your shoelaces inside your shoes so the mice don't chew your shoelaces.
Okay, you're talking me out of cowboy camping.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so my turn. What's PUDs, like PUDs?
It's kind of like MUDs, mindless up and downs. So PUDs are pointless up and downs, like where the trail goes up and back down several times for no reason other than the amusement of whoever laid out the trail.
Exactly. In episode 2, we talked about, it'd be kind of nice not to rush so that when we make camp in the evening, cook dinner, it won't feel like hiker midnight when we're chilling after dinner. Does anyone know what hiker midnight is?
I'm picturing that it's like 6:30 at night and I'm feeling like it's the middle of night and I'm exhausted.
Yeah. So it's like you're 10 p.m., but it's 6.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what am I? I got to go to bed. I just can't focus. We're just moving right along. So the next word on my list is mountain money. Obviously, we need to be careful to ration our mountain money. What's that? Anybody?
So I'm wondering, mountain, you're not close to stores. I'm thinking, is it your special treats you have with you that you use to barter with other hikers?
You know, that is an excellent guess, and it's kind of correct in a way. Mountain money is toilet paper, but it's really like the same same thing, kind of like how you want to, yeah, you want to keep your mountain money, which is you want to keep your snacks, but generally, well, I guess you would share your toilet paper if you really had to, but you don't want to, or I think you'd be willing to share your snacks more than your toilet paper. Let's put it that way.
So one from my list that is related is LNT. So I'll leave you with just the letters since it's related and you should be able to get it.
Any guesses? Chantel, Chloe?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
So LNT. It's leave no trace.
Ah, okay.
So, okay, well, then that leads into the next one is, so the two young ones, what is a cat hole?
That's when you dig to go to the bathroom.
That's
for number twos.
Yeah, or number ones.
Yeah.
What's brown blazing?
Any guesses?
I'm having this vivid image of, because we just watched where a group got the coronavirus, and so that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that would be brown blazing. Just, I don't know if that's somebody like taking off really quick. I mean, what, I think Chantel has the answer. Are we right?
Yeah, it's taking a detour off the trail to take a dump.
Pink blazing. And don't say period stuff, because I don't like period stuff.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
When the women are blasting the trail? I don't know.
A pink blazer is a hiker who is more concerned with following women than following the trail. So they're speeding up or they're slowing down because they want to hike with someone they have a crush on or a future crush, or even if that person may never know. Okay, so what's the next one? What is banana blazing?
Would that be the same, but if you have a crush on a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. I always think of that game when you're like little and you pull the grass and you go tree or bush. Whatever. Yeah, it's the counterpart to pink blazing when a girl changes her pace or skips a section even to hike with a guy.
So what does the term dirty girls mean?
I wish it means exactly how it sounds, but I know what it is. What do you think it is, Boo?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe just, I don't know.
The term dirty girls.
So we're getting back out of the gutter now because they're actually the gators with the cool patterns that we're going to see that people get to cover their ankles to keep the dirt and the rocks out of their shoes. Mm-hmm. So since my month with you won't be in the Sierras, I'm going to take over the list for a bit and cover some terms and see how the rest of you do.
Okay.
So since you will try and attempt to summit Mount Whitney, which is 14,500 feet, hikers that attempt this summit will have an alpine start. What does that mean?
Boo, do you know?
No.
An alpine start? Chloe, do you know?
No, I don't.
So I don't know if you've seen some of the, you know, the vlogs where people are going to go up Whitney and they're kind of getting up at midnight or 1 a.m. to leave in the dark to climb up because they want to get up there for sunrise.
Oh, okay.
So
exactly.
I think,
and it also is to help avoid lightning or rock falls.
Okay, well, that's smart. I didn't know that, actually.
Yes. And now once you're up there, you can get green face. What is that?
That's just when you get sick.
Yes. Mountain sickness from high altitude. You can get high altitude pulmonary edema, high altitude cerebral edema, and apoxia. So anybody can get it, from weekend warriors to schlubs to Olympic athletes. And from the sounds of it, it sucks. But the best treatment, to get back lower.
Huh. Well, you know, you scare me because you say like, you know, athletes and stuff, and then I think of like a chubby 50-year-old, but I'm guaranteed to get it.
So another one, what do glissade and post hole mean? Chantel, what do you think?
I don't know.
I know what a post hole is, I think. It's when you're, like, trekking through the snow and you sink, like, your foot goes through the top layer of snow down underneath, right?
Yes.
Oh. Yes. It's a sloppy way to hike, but sometimes unavoidable. And it can be really painful as well, because most people, they try and hike early in the morning when the snow is more frozen, because later in the day when the sun comes out, it makes it really slushy and you will fall through. Dan, do you know glissade?
That's kind of like you when you sit down and you go down on your ass and you go down like a kind of a snowy hill, like could be ice. And like you should have long pants on because you can get kind of, I don't know, ass burn or something. Or
yes. And also recommend that you have your ice axe out so that you can slow yourself down or stop the slide if you get going too crazy.
And don't wear your spikes, because if you put down your spikes and it catches, you can then topple forward. It would be like a big garage sale on the hill, just all your shit everywhere, and you tumbling down.
That's right. All hail the underdogs, all hail the new kids. It's our time to make a move, it's our time to break the rules. Let's begin.
Welcome back, everyone. It's obviously been a while since we recorded last time. Episode 4, The Chaperone, that came out at the end of April. Since then, we've recorded again a little segment, half of the Trail Lingo segment, with Heidi's daughter Chloe, and my daughter Chantel. Chloe's not on this call, so this is the second part of it, because I don't know, I guess we ran out of time or something, because Chantel only gives us little blocks of time. And it's September 7th, so summer's kind of, you know, we're still pretending it's summer. I feel like we have to kind of say what's up or find out what's been going on. I guess, you know, either a lot has happened to us or nothing has happened to us. But going backwards, we were supposed to record this second part at Silent Lake. We were going to go camping together. Heidi was coming. We had our friend Michelle's coming, who's a Patreon member. Chantel, my son Noah. Who else? We got Reynolds with the frying pan.
My daughter Chloe and her girlfriend KJ.
That's right. And so the only person we were missing is your other daughter, Emmy. But
yep.
Yes. So we went to Silent Lake. It was kind of a shit show, I guess, for us getting up there. But
hey, what happened?
I don't know if we have to, like, whatever. I don't think we have to tell that story, but it was just hard to get up there. And Silent Lake is about, feels like it's, you know, an hour north of me. It's probably an hour half-ish, you know, for Heidi to get there. And so we were only up there for what, 2 nights?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people made it 2 nights. Some people didn't make it 2 nights. But there was some rain, and there was these little, what were they? Like those bugs, caterpillars.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you know what they're called, anyone?
No.
Gypsy moths.
Oh.
Is that right?
I think politically correct, we're not supposed to say that.
Oh, okay. I can't think of another word for them.
I know.
But they're little buggers, because they're up in the trees and I didn't see any, but all they do is they eat all the leaves and they just poop on you all the, like, all over everything.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yeah.
That's their poop.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then, oh, you know, we had rain and stuff, so we shouldn't even pretend it happened.
We had a little hike.
Yeah, but it didn't really. It didn't really happen. Okay. All we did is we made one TikTok. I think that was the only thing we did, is made one TikTok.
And we made a ramen bomb.
Nobody made Chantel try it. Yeah, Chantel had a little bit of it. Yeah, we have to get her to practice more.
Practice eating.
Yes, So I feel like that didn't really happen that Silent Lake. It was, for me, it was frustrating. It was kind of like that family, you know, like in the old days, there'd be a family camping trip and the mom gets stuck with everything, you know, and the mom probably hates it because in the old days, the mom had to like set things up, cook for all the kids, blah, 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 you know, make the tent, get the bed ready, the breakfast in the morning, pack it up. And so my kids were just on their phones. I think Chantel was just in another world a little bit.
I hope to.
Yeah, you did a little bit.
The tent would not be up if it wasn't for me.
And she did cook a couple meals.
Yeah.
She wasn't bad, but Noah was useless. He was useless. He was just looking at his phone. I don't know. I think we're going to go camping again. And if we go camping, it's like everybody should be like a through hiker. It's like you carry your own stuff. You make your own meals. I don't care if you eat or not. It's your fault. It's up to you to drink. And that's the way it should be. But since then, me and Heidi went up to Silent Lake for a night. And we actually hiked around Silent Lake with packs. With the mosquitoes and the black flies. So, that was good. We had heavy packs.
Yeah.
We went swimming and stuff. It was good.
Cooked on our little stoves. We kept it simple.
Oh, yes. And I brought gummies, right? So
The chipmunks ate them.
No, well, I think a raccoon. So I
left the raccoon? Package.
I don't, yeah.
Oh, God.
So when we're packing up, like to go to bed or whatever, and just, you know, you pack up like, your food, I forgot the package of gummies on the picnic table, and there must have been about 5 of them. And the next morning, the package was gone. But it was like 8 was feet away. It was open, and all of them were gone. So we like, must have sent a raccoon to outer space.
Yeah.
Like, he died. He probably didn't even know who he was or where he was.
Or that he was a raccoon.
Yeah. Like, hopefully he didn't go swimming. So, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't talk about gummies on this podcast. But yeah, we had a gummy. And we had gummies, too, when we went to Silent Lake with all the people, too. And, yeah.
You thought someone's tent campsite was a cottage.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we were bringing the cooler. Like, we had to bring the cooler, like, of your food and put it in this bare, whatever, like, locker. A little room. A locker, yeah. And we're trying to, like, it felt like it was, like, the farthest height. And me and Chantel were kind of buzzy. But we thought, like, where are we going? You know, it's these walking campsites, and it's like we're walking, it's pitch black, and all of a sudden, you just see, like, all these lights and Shangri-Las and tents and, like, chairs and hammocks, and you're like, I honestly thought we walked and this is somebody's cottage. And it's probably, like, 11:30 at night, and we're just saying out loud, oh my God, look at this cottage.
They're all looking at you.
Yeah, they're all you looking at us. You shine the light on them. Yeah, so... That was kind of embarrassing. It's September, so when does your school start, Chantel?
It starts next week on Monday.
In class or online?
Online.
Does that suck?
Yes.
Because you have to teach yourself?
Yeah.
Are you still working at the DQ?
Always.
Okay. What's new with Heidi?
Well, both my girls started school today, one in Toronto, one in Kingston, and I'm teaching a course at Loyalist College, so I started with my students today as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Online.
I think that's it. I can't think of any jokes to bug Chantel.
Anything new with you, Dan?
Painting this rental house for a friend of a friend and using that money to help like buy some stocks for our trip. So I wish the stock market would go up some more, but we've made some money, so that's good. We've lost some money. I think everything's normal. I can't think of anything fun. I'm not skinny. It's getting close.
Last night on my timer and it's 18 months.
Yeah, but what's freaky to me is it's September. So when April rolls around, yes. We're 1 year away.
Yeah.
And that is
shit gets real.
Yes, and people are finishing, right? Like, it's kind of sucks because I follow people, we follow people on YouTube, and they're finishing, so they're not making any more videos. But you see it on Instagram, like you see them all hanging on the terminus and all that stuff.
Should we get back into the trail lingo?
We'll see what we know. I think I forgot a lot of the lingo.
Okay, well, let's start out with this one then. What is a PhD? So if someone has PhD with their trail name, what do you think that is?
I know what it is, but I'm curious to see
what you're talking about. I have no idea what that is.
Any idea?
I don't know what PhD would stand for in trail lingo.
It's the post-hole digger. So the P, the H, and the D stands for post-hole digger. Someone who enjoys post-holing. And you two are going to the Sierras. So do you think you will be good at that?
My legs are fatter, so maybe I'll be the post-hole guy. And then Chantel will just, you know, step into my footprints and follow along.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So what is a Zeke?
Oh, isn't that a week with when you don't hike anything, like no miles are hiked?
Yeah, so like a zero, but called a Zeke. And I didn't know that one existed. And I was thinking, wow, who would take a week off? But in watching the videos, you know, you do see these unplanned for events where somebody has to rest for an injury or stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't want to get hurt. I mean, you know, I've been thinking that maybe we would take a week in Yosemite National Park to kind of, I call it like a trailcation. Like, I don't know if we need a whole week, but maybe 4 days. Yeah, maybe 5 days. I mean, maybe, I don't know. It's kind of neat. We could just like, just chill out and see Yosemite since we're walking by it.
Yeah.
I think I said this on a previous podcast. My friend Michelle's interested in coming out and explore, and she's like itching to get like a van or a trailer or a truck and trailer. So, you know, she wants to do like a little road trip and she wants to kind of meet up with us. And I, you know, even Chantel's friend Cyril wants to come out. So maybe instead of like bringing somebody out to try to get them to hike when we have trail legs and they can't, like they'll be exhausted after day one, maybe it's better to just hang out with some friends in Yosemite of who wants to come. So, and then we climb like a Half Dome, which is crazy or whatever. So we'll take some zeros, but I think the longer zeros that I can think of is, I guess, Yosemite.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are going up Mount Whitney. Do you know what a WEG bag is or what it could be used for?
I know that one.
It isn't it like a dog poop bag, but for like humans?
Jesus, how do you know this?
Because you've always told me about it.
And it's also one of the many reasons why people do not enjoy hiking Mount Whitney is because you'd have to use your WEG bag.
Because I guess you can't dig holes. It's probably like frozen or it's all rocky anyway. So you can't really dig a hole. So you gotta, ew. You know, you gotta bring. I guess you triple bag it.
And Chantel, I don't know if you ever had a dog. So have you ever had to use the doggy bag?
No, I've never had to use it. Thank God.
What about the cat? Have you ever like cleaned the litter box
for Ollie? No, I make Noah do it.
So sorry to transition to a word about eating after we just did the WEG bag, but when eating, do you know what trail spice is? And do you think you will have some of that in your cooking?
I don't know what that is.
I remember that one. Just a joke of like, you have dirty fingers or you might drop your food and pick it up quick. So it's got like little bits of dirt and sticks and.
Yeah. Sometimes just, you know, bits of leaves or twigs or whatnot could end up falling into your food too.
True. Hopefully there's no gypsy moss or politically correct.
So how about a trail tattoo?
We should just see if Chantel knows this one.
Is it just like a tattoo that you get of like a memory on the trail? I don't know.
Well, that's a good guess. I think like a trail tattoo is like, let's say you're walking and you trip and fall and you scrape your knee. It could be a bruise, or you have a scratch, like a deep scratch, so it's like a trail tattoo.
Oh, gotcha.
Do you have any tattoos, Chantel?
Yes, I have 6.
Wow. No,
what you got? What? You got 4 more than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, and on the trail, she may be adding a few more trail tattoos.
Well, don't do the next word. I want to know what what do you have and where is it?
2 of them are secret tattoos, so I can't tell you. But I got 2 more with this butterfly on my arm, and then I got the number, the angel number 222 on my finger.
What's okay? Wait, let's one at a time. So you got a butterfly? Is that like on your wrist?
It's on the back of my arm, like above my elbow.
Oh, I see. Like behind you, kind of.
Yeah.
What does that mean, though?
It's just a butterfly. Self-growth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other one is what? The sign of the devil or something? What?
No, it's an angel number. So, like, numbers you see everywhere, like, it could be 111. Mine's 222.
But that's the time that you're, like, an hour away from bed and you look at your phone and it's 222 and you got an hour left?
Yeah, basically.
What? That's a weird one.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy, though, because as soon as I got it done, when I sat in my car, it was 2:22 p.m., and then I went downtown for dinner that night, and our address was, like, 222 Olympic Field, and then the train we caught coming home was 11:22, so 22:22 in Army time.
So you got a tattoo of just something you see a lot.
It's an angel number. It's really common.
Because everyone something you probably see a lot is like me texting you of like, hey, where are you? Hey, answer me. How come you don't put that on your arm? Answer me, Dad. Something think about. Okay, and you got 2 hidden ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like boyfriend names?
No.
Girlfriend names?
No.
All right.
All right. So I have another one to see if you guys know. Do you know what a topo is?
Oh, I've read that in architecture. I don't know if it means the same thing, but I believe it's when like drawing, like it means like drawings to show physical features on the ground, like rivers, roads, forests.
Yes. Even hills. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Change in elevation.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be in charge of the map then, the topo map.
That's right.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Are you guys afraid of stump bears? And do you know what they are?
Actually, I forgot this one. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, stump I don't bear. Know what this is either.
So it's an old tree stump on the trail that at first quick glance you think is a bear.
Oh, I'm going to see tons of those.
You would be scared.
So freaked out. I'll be looking way in the distance. Anything big, brown, and blobby.
Have you ever seen a bear?
I haven't.
I have not seen one in the wild, but I will say a really quick story. So We used to go to Nova Scotia every year and drive through the states when I was little, you know, when kids didn't have to wear seatbelts and they could just sit in between the 2 seats in the front. And going through New Hampshire, there was this place called Clark's Trading Post, and it was in Lincoln, New Hampshire. And they had a bear in a cage.
Oh.
And this would be like 1978, but they had a Coke machine. But back then they had pretty big bottles. So you'd put the money in, you could pull the bottle out, and then you'd have to open it up with a bottle opener on the machine. So people used to feed the bears like Coke after Coke after Coke, like hold it through the thing and it would just guzzle it.
Oh my God.
I know. And then the next year we went and the bear was dead. And they had no more bears. But they used to train bears. Like they at this, it's like a gift shop, like a trading post.
Back in the day when things like that were allowed. Okay, so what about a privy? Do you know what that is?
Is that the outdoor toilet one?
Oh, Jesus, you're so good at this.
That is. But what I didn't know is that you shouldn't pee in the privy.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's like maybe you should just like just pee behind the tree, like
right.
Save maybe it for good stuff.
Yeah, you know, you're like it's like you're wasting the capacity of what it can hold. I don't know. But a follow-up word about privies is what is a rutabaga?
I have no idea.
It's just like big ugly turnip looking thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it relates to this, but a rutabaga in trail lingo is when the seat of the privy is still warm from the last person who used it.
Yeah. I don't think girls sit on toilets. They hover, I heard. Is that true? Some of them even sit. They stand on it and they squat. And I think on they the pee toilet? All over the... Yeah, but they have their sneakers on and they... Like, is that what you do?
I have stand seen, on the toilet. Yeah, I have seen a picture on the inside of a bathroom door that says, do not do that. It's got a picture of somebody standing on it.
I don't think old ladies could, like, climb up there. You could, like, fall off and have an accident.
I don't think anyone does that, though.
It's I think a they bit do. Of a
safety I feel like hazard. You would fall in.
Well, the hole's not that big.
Yeah, but maybe, like, the seat like, if you're is small, not that wide.
Do you hover or do you sit on it? Or do you put toilet paper all the way around in a circle and make like a cushion?
No, I'm not that extra.
Yeah. Are you guys got those sheenies or sheewees or?
Yes, the sheewee.
You can pee all over the place. Okay, let's see another word. See if Chantel knows it.
Okay. So it's a gibbet. So it's an acronym, G-I-B-I-T-S, and it does not have anything to do with the privy.
Oh, good. Gibbet?
Yes.
I don't know what that it's would a, stand for.
Yeah, it There's sounds like the letters. Inside of a turkey.
Yeah. Gibbets. Giblets. So it stands for Great Backpacker in the Sky. So that is the being who sees over all the backpackers, throws massive numbers of challenges in their way to test their fortitude of their mind and their heart.
Like Jesus of the trail, kind of.
I guess.
It's like karma, I guess. You want to do good things and hopefully you don't get as many challenges. Like, I'm going to break your leg. And
all right. So what about the cotton world? Do you know what that is? And will you be thinking about it and missing it on trail?
I thought it meant like it was super dry there, but now I don't know what it means.
So it is life off the trail. And it's called that because wearing cotton will not put you in danger of hypothermia when you're in real life.
Yeah, like everyday world, we wear cotton, but on the trail, you shouldn't. So it's like thinking of back home.
Oh. Back home when you used to be able to wear cotton.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, Chantel, do you think you're going to miss a lot of, like,
yes,
your homies and stuff?
Yeah, 100%.
You don't have to shout them all out now in a row, but...
Chantel, do you think you'll miss it more after 2 or 3 months than you would at the start? Or
yeah. I think the further it goes on, the more I'll miss it. Yeah. Well, maybe. Might just get used to it.
Yeah, you might not look at your phone as much.
Yeah. Maybe in like the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just sick of me and you want to go home.
Yeah. One or the other.
I think what I will miss or be thinking of is like having regular showers and toiletries. You know, you can see from watching the YouTube videos and stuff and how excited they are when they get to a town and they've had a fresh shower. So I think that will be a bit of a challenge at first, which I'm sure I'll get used to.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird watching them like have like normal hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, especially the women who have longer hair and it's down and you're like, oh, you have hair. Like, because it's in a ponytail all the time, all greasy.
Yeah. And then my 4 furry dogs. I'm sure I'll miss the cuddle time, but I'll probably also, you know, enjoy not having the barking.
Will you miss work, Heidi?
No. I'm honestly really looking forward to the freedom from those responsibilities and commitments. And so, you know, I think in one sense, it'll feel like a slower pace that I don't have these obligations. And, you know, on the other hand, I'm sure I'll be more focused on, you know, food and hiking and weather and shelter. And
what about if you go home and they're like, oh, we got rid of your position 3 weeks ago because we realized we didn't really need you. Everybody can pick up your slack.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Do you think you'll be really checking your emails? Like, because you'll just be like searching for information of what's going on?
No, I think I'll be excited to be completely disconnected. I'm sure, you know, I like the fact that I will be able to send little messages to my girls back home and be able to get little messages from time to time. But no, I'm really unplugging as part of the draw.
Yeah, that's good.
How about a ride bride?
I feel like Chantel would be my ride bride.
Yes, I think so. So a ride bride is a female hiker who accompanies a male hiker when he attempts to hitch a ride, because it's thought that people are more likely to pick up a male hiker, hitchhiker, if a female is with him, and that a female hitchhiker is safer if a male is with her. So a side word to that is skunked, which means when a car blows by you when you're hitchhiking and they don't even slow down to pick you up.
We'll just have to put Chantel's bathing suit on and then we can see what her tattoos are and then maybe people will stop. Yes. Jesus, it's like, what the hell do you have on there? Like, has Chantel hitchhiked?
No. Yeah. I've tried, but no one would pick us up.
Where were you?
Just I don't know. We were walking far away. I think our
car... to Niagara Falls?
I biked to Niagara Falls last week.
I know. That's a, yeah.
That's a great accomplishment.
Because how many miles or kilometers is it?
I believe it's like 162.
And how long did it take you?
It took us 13 hours. Started downtown. We took a train down. So if we did Ajax, it would have been 5 more hours. Because I've already biked from Ajax to Toronto.
So last word in the trail lingo episode. Does anyone know what a cob knocker is?
That's when someone clears the spider webs.
Holy shit, that's, how do you know that?
Right.
Cob knocker. It's in the name.
It just sounds like either dirty to me or like corn on the cob, or I don't know. I don't know what the hell it sounds like. I'm surprised you know that.
That's good. And so when I'm gone, which one of you two will be the first one up and be the cob knocker?
Dad's doing it every time.
No. I'm
not touching the spiders.
No, you don't touch the spiders. It's just like who walks first, because you're going to walk through the webs.
I'm not walking through the webs.
Don't like it. You could just get your hiking pole and you could put, I don't know, like a sword or something and
sword.
Cut through them. Is that all our words?
Yeah.
Two podcasts. I'm going to splice it together and we'll see how many people we lose. So, whatever. We'll see. Heidi, will you come back and hang out with us?
For sure.
Well, thanks to Chloe, who was on the first part of the podcast, who's in Toronto. We'll have to have her again. And Chantel, why don't you finish off the episode like you always do? I always say shut off the lights behind you when you leave. And we'll be back soon.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to subscribe to hear our future podcasts. Thanks to the 108 listeners we have already. Special thanks to our sponsors, Triple Crown Coffee, Purple Rain Adventure Skirts, and MEC. Thanks to our musical artist, Trampled by the Turtles, for the opening violin theme and dispatch with the Only the Wild Ones. Thanks also to our musical artist, X Ambassadors, with the song Renegades, that is slowed down with some funky reverb.
That's trendy right now.
Yes, very. And finally, thank you to our Patreons who help support us in making this goal become a reality. We can't thank you enough. Like the last episode, we're going newest to oldest and highlight one person. Today, we want to recognize Ibby from England.
Ibby! So, Ibby is like my son's friend. You know, kind of like that virtual friend, like, you know, the gamer friend that you, I don't know, you shoot or kick the soccer ball or something with the car or whatever the little gamer boys do. Hopefully Ibby comes and visits Canada. Anyways, Ibby, your support is always appreciated. Much love, you know, from Canada.
Yes, and thanks, Ibby, for helping me play on a scooter in Vienna while we were waiting for our train to Prague in Czech Republic 2 summers ago. In closing, we hope everyone enjoyed this podcast. If you have any feedback or any questions about our hike, please use the link in our website on our contact page to record your questions for us. Thanks to Susan, who left us a couple of voicemails. We'll get back to them in our next episode. This leads us to episode 6 and beyond that, where this podcast will finally move into interviewing other people, which we are just about to record. We'll reach out to people we asked if they were interested and get them lined up and recorded. Until next time, find us and follow us on socials as we prepare for the hardest thing we have ever tried to accomplish in life. We hope this trip inspires you to get outside and push yourself a little. And it's always nice to get outside into the nature and enjoy what's around us. Take care.
Take care.
See you.
Long hair and longer stride. Skateboard affair with a primal triumph. Charging down those craggy mountains with our thrift store friends. Find so in love with the fallen earth. Who you wake in the middle of the fallen night with the summer playing coy.
Check out our sponsor, Purple Rain Adventure Skirts. Small town business based in Oregon since 2014, crafting performance apparel proudly that inspires freedom of adventure without compromising style or function through hiking kilts and skirts for men and women. Here is the last teasy commercial. If you heard this a couple times, just end the episode. Have a great day. Hey, Dan here. We decided to make a little Facebook page for the podcast. So if you search on Facebook, A Long Walk North Podcast, it should come up as a page. And we just thought, you know what, it will help with engagement, meaning if you have a question for us, if you have a question that you want us to answer on the podcast, ask it. Put a comment in any post. If you have any feedback, whether it's a certain episode or just in general, things that we're doing right, things that we're not doing right, things that bug you, any recommendations, suggestions, any guests that you want us to reach out to see if they'll come on our podcast and talk. But anyways, we have a Facebook page. We're not going to post a ton of stuff, but it will help you alert you if there's something new. So go find it. Put a link in the description for the episode as well. Okay, enough of this. On with life. Talk soon.